It's frustrating when you're ready to harvest sweet corn and find some animal has beaten you to it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Learn the damage signs so you can pinpoint the culprit as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
It's no secret that farmers work their tails off. Heck, you're probably working right now. So here's a little work-related advice from Cenex. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. It even extends the life of your injectors and injector pumps. Typical number 2 diesel? That's for hobby farmers. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Birds, deer, raccoons, squirrels, even black bears will help themselves to your sweet corn patch, usually right before you're ready to harvest. But how do you know what critter is eating it? Becky McPeak is an extension wildlife expert at the University of Arkansas. She says the first thing to do is look for animal tracks on the ground. Obviously, birds aren't going to leave tracks, but there are telltale signs that they've flown in for a meal.
Compared to these other species, the corn stalks are not knocked over. You'll find that the corn cobs have kind of a, what we call a firecracker look. It looks like the birds have pecked some of those missing kernels, damaged some of those missing kernels. And, of course, the husks themselves are shredded open so that the birds can get access to those corn cobs.
Deer will bite off the tip of the cob. They can also take the entire corn cob in their mouth and run off into the woods with it. Raccoons will knock over the stalks in a variety of different directions, and the husks will be stripped off the cob. Squirrels are messy, and you'll find scattered pieces of corn all over the ground. All of the four-legged varmints, except for bears, will typically eat corn on the perimeter of the patch. Bears go for the middle of the field and knock down stalks at the base. Most of the corn will stay uneaten on the cobs. Electric fences, noises, and scarecrows are tactics to keep the animals out. But McPeak says there's another option you might not have thought about, duct tape.
If you just have a really small patch, you might consider going to each ear of corn and using some duct tape and kind of wrap it around the corn husk and around your stalk so that it makes it difficult for the raccoon or for the deer to strip that husk off of your stalk.
Learn more about critters in the sweet corn and what to do about it at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.